behold the man upon a cross. My sin upon his shoulder. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything. No gifts, no power, no wisdom. But I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart. His wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart. His wounds have paid my ransom. Yes, this I know with all my heart. His wounds have paid my ransom.
Appreciate the good song this morning. Be another word or a thought on someone's heart. Anything at all. I feel like maybe this morning, had a thought this week. I was talking to somebody the other night, and I said, I guess it's a little different, but that's okay. A while back ago, before we'd start our services, sometimes I'd say, God is good. Say, I've done got slacked on it this morning, hadn't we? God is good. And all the time, God is good. Amen. Thinking about some things that me and Brother Steve Sampson talked about this week. Last week we tried to preach on grace. I'm thankful for the grace of God. Not trying to build Brother Steve up in a sense. I know he wouldn't be puffed up either way. But the conversations that we had was, he would tell me, he'd say, you know, Brother Casey, I don't know how much longer I've got. But he'd say, in all of this, God is still good. Even though I'm struggling, my body is failing me. And I don't know if I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning. God is still good. And I thought, what faith, you know. And it brought back to my mind of a young man that was 9 or 10 years old. His name was Jason. And Jason was a little guy. His mother had died when he was a little boy, and Jason come down with cancer. And all of his granddaddy is a missionary Baptist preacher. He's pastored several of our churches. Good family. And this little guy, he got saved at a revival over at Lafayette. And his cancer went away. And then it come back more aggressive than it was the first time. And they end up removing one of his eyes. And towards the end of his life, he said, Daddy, I'm just tired. I'm ready to go home and be with the Lord. Now, this little fellow was 10 years old. And for me, that's hard to fathom. Especially looking at even my children, Braxton being 9, or almost 9. That is the furthest thought from his mind. He's concerned about going out and playing and being little and being young and all of these different things, things that a child should be. But this little guy was concerned, not necessarily concerned about, I'm sure he had concerns about dying, but in a sense he knew where he was going when he died. And he said, I'm just tired. I'm ready to go home and be with the Lord. Now that says a whole lot about a 10-year-old little boy. And when the Lord does something in your life like that, we were talking this morning about Brother Buddy, and that song come to my mind, a time the Lord has made a change in me. And time has made a change. And certainly the Lord had made a change in this little boy's life. And as I began to think about some of these things and prepare for this morning, all I could keep thinking about was our true and sincere worship of God. Our true and sincere worship of God. And when I began to ponder about this week and pray and meditate over what the Lord might have for me, I kept coming to a few verses of Scripture that I want to read, and I really don't know exactly where all I'll go this morning. I really don't. The Lord has given me a number of different Scriptures, and I just want to follow Him. But I want to take for a reading this morning out of the 100th Psalms. When you think about there's about approximately 150 psalms that are written. And basically, they're songs and poems is what they are. And a large majority of them were written by David. And this sermon this morning is not reflected towards any individual, but that it is, I pray that we take it all to ourselves this morning. And what is true and sincere worship? And as we begin to gather this morning and we have an effort meeting scheduled ahead, I pray these things might settle into our hearts and our minds, that we might have a peace of God within our heart, and that we might look into the Lord Jesus for our help. 100th Psalms this morning says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God, and it is He that hath made us, and not ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, and His mercy everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. And I want to stop there for just a moment this morning. And I began to think about these verses of Scripture, and I'll tell you how the first time that I was ever introduced to these Scriptures, me and Braxton, one afternoon, I had picked him up from daycare, and he was about 3 years old, and Braxton was sitting in the back seat of the vehicle as we were headed home, and a lot of times we would talk about his day and certain things. And out of the middle of nowhere, this ride home this day was pretty quiet. There wasn't a whole lot of conversation going on. And out of the middle of nowhere, Braxton starts to quote the 100th Psalm. And he begins to say in his little three-year-old voice, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And come before, and says, serve the Lord with gladness, come before His presence with singing. And at 3 years old, he began to quote that Scripture. And I'll be honest with you, all I could do was pull the truck over to the edge of the road and say, son, what is it that you're saying? And I thought, well, surely he ain't quoting that exactly right, or maybe something's different here. And I had my Bible beside me, and I pulled it out. And he quoted every verse of that whole entire psalm from beginning to end at 3 years old. And I thought, boy, I tell you, that really put things in perspective for me. And I began to think about those things and what he was learning. What he was learning as a three-year-old child. And I want you to think about what these verses are saying to you as they begin to write these songs. And I want you to think these are things that they would sing of old, how we have songs that we sing today. And these are things that they would sing that would stir up their hearts. And it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Now, he didn't, I think sometimes that's an aspect, sometimes as God's people, that we get a little down from time to time. But I'll tell you this morning, we ought to be the most joyful people in the world. If you've been born by the grace of God this morning, and you've got a peace that dwells within your heart, you ought to be the most joyful people in the world today. Because they, even as Steve is sitting there, and I don't know what will happen with Brother Steve, but even as he may be on the very brinks of his deathbed, he says, God is still good. My friend, and that's the way God is this morning. That even if, listen, if you're a child of God, and He's bought you with His precious blood, even in the darkest times of this life, my friend, God is still good. He's still good. He's still seated on the throne in heaven. He's still making intercessions for us. He's still a friend, my friend, that will endure to the end of this life. We ought to be the most joyful people in the world. There ought to be a joy unspeakable and full of glory that dwells within our heart this morning. That it ought to just be anxious, just exploding out of us because of what God has done for us. So he says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. What gladness it is to have the opportunity to be here this morning, to serve Him with gladness. Yes, Lord, to be a servant, to be obedient unto the cross, unto a risen Savior. To be obedient to Him, to serve Him with gladness. Is it not one of the greatest things that's ever happened to you to be able to come and serve a risen Savior? One that you know that lives to serve Him. He said, serve Him with gladness. He said, come before His presence with singing. So what is it this morning of true worship? True worship. When we think about over here, and I'll take some reading out of Exodus here in the 15th chapter, Exodus in the 15th chapter. Children of Israel had just crossed over the Red Sea by the power of God. Had delivered them. Says here in this 15th chapter I want you to understand something this morning. These people, these children of Israel, had been in bondage. They had cried out for over 400 years that God might free them, that God might deliver them. God had sent a number of plagues unto Egypt that Pharaoh might let his children go. They were seeing a great many of things that had taken place, and even though Egypt was in great darkness, the children of Israel had light. God still provided for them. And here it is this morning that you see that as the children of Israel, that God had allowed them to cross over the Red Sea upon dry land. He had brought them forth. He had delivered them. Here it comes to this 15th chapter. It says, "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he hath thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name." Now listen, as they began to think about these things, and they had seen where God had brought them from and where God had brought them to, my friend, all Moses could do within himself is truly worship God, the Jehovah God, and what he had done for them. So they began to sing a song of thanksgiving, to raise up their voice unto a living God. And it says here, he said, "I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously." And this morning, that's what it's all about this morning. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about singing and praising him. It's all about worshiping him. It's all about Jesus Christ this morning. It's not about me. It's not about you. But it's all about Jesus. That's what it's all about. This morning, I think a lot of times we get down to ourselves and we reflect on, it's easy to sit back and say, well, if we'd have a real good service if this person would do this, or if this person would just do that, or if this would happen, this would take place. And listen, it needs to be a personal responsibility for each and every person this morning to say, God, use me. I want to worship you. I want to praise you for your goodness in my life. Because, see, it's personal to me. It's personal about what God's done for me. I can't tell about your experience and what he's done for you. But, my friend, I can sing because I know and I've experienced what God can do in your life if you'll let him. I've experienced it. I want to sing about him. I want to exalt his holy name. I want to tell people about what Jesus can do for them. See, that's happened to me. I think sometimes we live in a day and time where people expect people to do certain things. And then it's just kind of left there. And my friend, we ought to be looking within the depths of our heart about, God, what can I do for you? God, what can I do for you this morning? God, can I lift up my voice and sing for you? God, can I worship you? And I believe any time before any kind of service can ever take place, and y'all pray for me this morning, is that we've got to get our heart right. And my friend, this morning I believe that if you're going to worship God, you've got to worship him through the heart. This is a heart work. And you've got to worship him. I can't explain it to you this morning, and I know that I fail him dearly. But I want you to know and understand this morning that we've got to worship him from the heart about what he's done for us. It's a personal relationship. And every aspect of the service is important, from the beginning of praying before we get here, my friend, the song service, each and individual person following the leadership of the Holy Spirit, asking God for them to have something to do that they might honor and glorify his name. What is true worship? What is true worship to you? Are we worshiping? a risen Savior, or are we kind of just going through the motions of things? I can't make anybody worship God. But Moses stood there as he had just seen what God was able to do and led them across the Red Sea upon dry land. And they began to sing a song about God and His strength and how He delivered them. And I believe it was real to Moses. And I believe it was real to those 2 million people that God led out of Egypt. I believe it was real to them. And they lifted their voice to God, to a risen Savior, that He might exalt His name. It was real. It wasn't something that, let's just kind of go through the motions, but it was real. And my friend, that's how we've got to worship God today. That's how we got to worship God today. What is true and sincere worship? When we think about prayer, sister said earlier, she said, they might be able to pray. We talk about what it is to pray without ceasing. We talk about what it is to pray throughout the day. And I want to ask you this morning, how many of us prayed before we got here? You don't have to raise your hand. But I want to ask you, how many of us prayed before we got here? How many of us went into our closet and asked God to be in service with us here today? How many of us might spend at least 5 minutes a day in prayer to God? My friend, if we're not spending some time with the Lord, how do we expect Him to spend time with us? We've got to spend time with Him. We've got to go to Him and pray to Him and ask Him to help us in every aspect of our life. It's more than just a lip service. I'm talking about something that's from the heart. We've got to spend time with Him. We've got to get away from the world and shut the world out and go to Him and pray. And listen to me, when you get down to a place this morning, when you talk to Him like you do a friend. No, I didn't know how to pray. And I still don't know how to pray. Every time that I go to God, I've got to go to Him the same way that I did the first time that He saved my soul, knowing that I'm nothing, knowing that without God I can do nothing. I go to Him from the depths of my heart. Lord, hear my prayer. Lord, I can't do this life without You. Lord, I need You. I need Your help, God. I can't tell you how to pray this morning. But I'm telling you this, it needs to come from the heart. And I'll tell you this morning, if we're not spending time with the Lord before we get here and then just expect the Lord to show up at 11 o'clock, folks, we got it all wrong. We've got it all wrong. If we want the Lord to spend some time with us, we've got to spend some time with Him. What is it about singing this morning? You remember last week I give y'all some homework and I said, I want y'all that's never looked up John Newton's history to go home and look it up. Raise a hand. How many done that? Not one hand. That's all right. You're going to get a history lesson this morning. John Newton wrote the song Amazing Grace. He said, grace hath brought me safe this fall, and grace will lead me home. I was telling, Brother Neil was asking me the other day, he said, you know, I thought that was pretty interesting, some things you said about John Newton. John Newton grew up on a ship, and certain part of his life, he was part of a slave ship. Great storm come along. Now, I want you to keep in mind his mother died when he was 7 years old, but she would sit him upon a lap, his lap, and read to him scripture about the grace of God. And as he was in this storm and the ship was taking up water, He spent all night bailing water off the ship that they might survive. And he said, I come down to the end of myself and realized that all I could do was pray. And when you hear about that song, the hour that he first believed in that moment is when God saved his soul on that ship. He said he went back to the time when he was a little boy before his mother died, and he remembered him telling her about the grace of God and how God can forgive and how God is merciful. And he said that's the hour that he first believed. He would go on throughout his life, and years later he would become a preacher. And almost every sermon that he wrote, he would accompany a song with it. Now, y'all aren't that fortunate here. But he would accompany a song with it, and he would sing about God. I want you to think about, for the last 250 years, how precious the song Amazing Grace has become to you. Why is it special to you? Well, it's special to me because I see myself as that wretch, just as Newton did, without hope of salvation, and yet God saved me. I see how great His amazing grace is. So what is it this morning? We must pray, and then we must sing. Sing about what? Who are we singing to? What are we singing about? Brother Strode, we're singing about a Savior, aren't we? We're singing about one that gave us peace in our heart. We're singing about one that's still in the saving business today, that I want people to hear about Him. So when I sing this morning, we need to sing from the depths of our being about a risen Savior who's still saving today. We need to follow the leadership of God and the Holy Spirit, that if He puts a song upon your heart, listen, I'm all about having specials this morning. But I'll tell you, I want somebody to be led of the Spirit to sing a song too. We need to be led of God. We need to follow the Spirit of the Lord. This is the Lord's service. It's not my service. It's not your service. This is God's service. And we need to follow Him. And when we sing this morning, let us lift up our voice to a God that's good. Let us lift up our voice that somebody that's lost, they may hear about. How am I going to make it? I'll make it by the blood. Let us lift up our voice in amazing grace. Let us sing like it's the last time we're going to sing. I still have memories of a boy and the singing that I grew up hearing. I'm going to tell you, this is coming from a preacher that can't read a lick of music. My wife has went to singing schools the majority of her young life, and we got married, and we'd sit beside each other, and I'd be singing a song, and she'd say, you're singing the wrong part. She said, you're supposed to be singing this part. And I'd say, honey, I'm just going to sing. She still does it to me. She say, that's the wrong part. You're not supposed to sing that part. Listen to me. I just want to sing. I want to sing about Him. I want to lift up my voice to God and His goodness and what He's done for me in my life. And I want people to know about Jesus. I want people to hear about Him. I may not be the prettiest singer in the world, but I want them to hear about His blessed name. I want the world to hear about Jesus and how He can save if they'll just go to Him, that sweet hour of prayer. I want them to hear about Him, how He rose on that third day. The grave couldn't hold Him down. He's still alive. He's living. That's who we're singing about.
sing from the depths of your heart. I can't tell you how to sing because I can't, but I'm telling you, when the Spirit of God gets involved, boy, something takes over, and it don't matter to me who hears me this morning. That's what I want. When you play the piano, we've got some of the most talented people in this church, but listen to me. It's all got to come from the heart. Y'all say, preacher, this is the most simplest sermon I've ever heard. I meant for it to be simple. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. Do you know that He's God this morning? You know what's special to me? This world is made up of some 7 billion something people. People all in the world today. And you know what amazes me in all of that? Is that God, the creator of all things, that He wants to spend time with me. Little old me, I'm nothing. I'm a nobody. I don't have any wealth. I don't have anything of the natural world to give Him. But that's not what He wants. He wants you, and He wants you to be obedient. He wants you to surrender your life to Him. So what does He want from you? What is it that you can offer the Creator of the world, who owns it all, who has it all, who spoke it all into existence? What can you offer Him? Me. That's all I've got to give Him. He owns it all anyway. It's all His. So what can I give Him but myself and say, Lord, here I am. Take me and use me, God. I want to worship You. I want to praise Your holy name. I'm about done. Is He the God of your life? Is He the Savior of your life? Let me ask you this. Do we treat Him like He is? There's been times in my life I've used Him about like a spare tire. How many looked at your spare tire lately? You know it's back there, don't you? You hope it has air in it when you need it to use it. But you've probably never looked at it. Maybe some of it may not even be back there. We can't worship God that way. We can't use Him like the spare tire of our life and then expect Him to show up in some great way when we want Him to. We've got to worship Him as the God and Savior of our life. Each and every day. He said, it is He that hath made us and not ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Are we not the sheep of His pasture? Does He not provide for us and care for us and give us this life that He's given us? Does His peace not overflow your soul? Now He says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. When we come before Him, we need to be a thankful people. We need to be thankful for everything that God has given us. Thankful. Brother Strode sings a song sometimes called Count Your Blessings One by One. I can't count my blessings one by one, Brother Strode. They'd be too many. I can't tally them up. God has paid me far beyond what I deserve. There's nothing that I could ever do to repay Him. I could preach from daylight till dark until He calls me home to be with Him, and I could never repay Him for what He's done for me in my life. I could never lift up my voice in song enough to praise Him for everything He's done for me. I can't do it. But my little effort from time to time. That's all we can do. And he said, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures all in generations. Psalms 96 says, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name, shew forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord had made the heaven. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord all ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord glory due unto his name. Is he not due our glory? Is he not due what little effort we can give him? He's due everything. He's due it all, isn't he? He's due it all. That's the reason why I've always said, if I ever preach anything that gives you just a little bit of help, give all the honor and glory to God. If I ever preach a sermon and somebody hears and they're saved, it ain't because of me. Give all the honor and glory to God. If I ever sing a song, it's a help to you. Give all the honor and glory to God. He deserves all the honor and all the glory. Every bit of it. He said, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. I could go on. I'm going to be done just here in a minute. I wanted to read this over here. I was thinking about this week. Let me find it. Lord here in this 15th chapter of Matthew, some of these Pharisees that is talking about traditions. And the Lord Jesus says here, he says, the people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. He said, they honor me. They try to speak to me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. This morning, we can't muster anything up. We can't do anything on our own. But we need the Lord's help. And when we come before his presence with thanksgiving and with singing, because he's created all things, and though we live in a world with over 7 billion people, he sees me, and he hears my prayer, and he desires to have a relationship with me. And boy, that makes me want to sing. That makes me want to praise and worship his holy name. I can't teach you how to worship. I can't teach you how to sing. But whatever we do, we need to do it with our whole heart this morning. We need to do it with everything that's in us. Listen. We need to. I could go on. I'm going to be done. How prepared are we coming to the Lord's house on Sunday morning? Are we setting aside time? Folks, I'm telling you, God's got a big work here in this church. And if people ain't careful, we'll start pointing fingers and saying, well, service would be better if this happened or if that happened or this or that. Listen, God ain't in none of that. You know what God's in? Worshiping and praising his holy name. Lifting up our voice in song unto a risen Savior. This morning, let us worship God with our whole heart. Maybe you say to yourself, I'm not a good singer, I'll mess the singing up. You know what that is? That's an excuse.
sing to somebody you know this morning. Because when I sing, I promise you, I'm not singing for you. I'm singing for him. That's who I'm singing for. I'm singing for him and what he's done in my life. What's he done in your life? What has he given you? What has he done for you? That's where worship starts to me. Worship a risen Savior. Brother, if we get a song this morning. Brother Mike.
Time has made a change.
It's all
the Lord this morning.
Time has made a change since my child.